Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. And today we're going to be taking a look at the future of luxury in Africa.
Ooh, very cool.
And it's not all safaris and wildlife, though. Those are amazing.
They are.
But we wanted to look at what you sent over to us, which is how Africa is really at the forefront of this fusion of technology and luxury.
Yeah. You know, it is fascinating to see how this is all playing out, and especially on a continent that I think many people still associate with those traditional luxury experiences.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we always think of luxury as something that's very established.
Right.
And maybe even a little bit old school.
Mm-hmm.
But in Africa, we're seeing 15% annual growth in the luxury market.
Wow.
Over the last decade.
Yeah, that's huge. What's driving that kind of change?
That's a great question. And that's exactly what we're going to be looking at today. So what's really going on here?
So there's a couple of major things that are happening right now.
Okay.
The first one is there's this rapidly growing affluent class in Africa. So these are folks who are looking for high quality experiences and products.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then secondly, we're seeing a growing global interest in what Africa has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So from its unique craftsmanship and its innovation to its vibrant culture.
So it's kind of like this perfect storm of local demand.
Yes.
And global interests converging on the continent.
Exactly. And that's creating this really exciting environment for innovation in the luxury sector.
Absolutely.
And I mean, think about it. You could be staying in a luxury villa in the Serengeti.
Wow.
That uses AI to adjust the temperature and lighting throughout the day.
That would be pretty amazing.
Or you could be cruising through the streets of Johannesburg.
Yeah.
In a sleek electric vehicle that was actually designed and manufactured in Africa using sustainable materials.
Okay, that sounds incredible.
Oh.
Who wouldn't want a vacation where their villa anticipates their every need?
Right.
So let's unpack this a bit more. What are some of the specific innovations transforming the luxury landscape in Africa? I know your notes mentioned Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla's a great example.
Yeah.
They are bringing high-performance, eco-friendly cars to the continent.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not just about bringing existing technology to a new market.
Right.
What's really interesting is how Tesla's entry is potentially sparking local innovation.
Okay.
In electric vehicle technology that's tailored to the specific needs.
Oh, cool.
And challenges of the African market.
Yeah.
So think rugged terrain, you know, varying infrastructure and those unique climate conditions.
It's almost like this ripple effect.
Yeah.
Right? Like one innovation leading to another.
Precisely. And it's not just limited to vehicles either.
Okay.
You sent over some information also about the Konka Group.
Mm-hmm.
They're leading this charge in luxury smart homes across Africa.
Wow.
By integrating automation systems that let you control everything.
Oh, wow.
From lighting and security to entertainment and temperature.
Right.
All from your smartphone or even just with voice commands.
Okay, that's straight out of a sci-fi movie. It makes you wonder, how does this level of automation change the luxury experience?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just about convenience or is there something more to it?
It's definitely about convenience.
Yeah.
But I think it goes deeper than that.
Okay.
You know, this level of personalization allows you to tailor your environment to your exact preferences.
Yeah.
Which creates this sense of control and exclusivity that I think aligns perfectly with the idea of modern luxury.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate expression of my home is my sanctuary.
Exactly.
And speaking of personalization, your research also touched on how African fashion designers are using AI to create unique experiences for their clients.
Absolutely. African designers are really at the forefront of using AI for personalized shopping.
Okay.
And we're talking about virtual fitting rooms where you can digitally try on clothes.
Wow.
And AI algorithms that curate collections based on your style preferences.
I love that. So instead of just browsing through racks of clothing,
yeah,
you're essentially co-creating your wardrobe with the help of AI.
Exactly. It's a whole new level of personalized service that caters to the individual's unique style and preferences.
It seems like this move towards personalization is a trend across different sectors of the luxury market in Africa.
You're absolutely right. And it's fascinating how this trend is being shaped by the unique context of the African market.
Yeah.
Take my phone, for instance.
Right.
The first African mobile device brand.
Okay.
They're creating luxury smartphones with designs and apps specifically tailored to the African consumer.
Okay, I'm really curious about these region-specific apps.
Yeah.
What are they and how do they enhance the luxury experience?
So these apps are designed to address the specific needs and interests of users in different regions of Africa.
Okay.
So they might offer localized content, access to exclusive services, or integration with local businesses.
Okay.
All curated to provide a seamless and personalized experience.
So it's not just about having a flashy phone. It's about having a phone that understands your lifestyle and connects you to your community in a meaningful way.
Precisely, it's about adding value beyond the hardware itself, which is a key element of modern luxury.
This all makes me think about those luxury concierge services popping up everywhere.
Right.
Using technology to create bespoke experiences.
That's another great example. Companies like LuxFabric are using their app to offer everything from private jet bookings to access to exclusive events.
Oh, wow.
All tailored to the user's specific desires.
So you're telling me I could be in Cape Town, open an app, and boom, I'm whisked away on a private jet to a secluded island getaway. That's next level service.
It is, and it highlights this growing desire for unique, curated experiences that go beyond those traditional luxury offerings.
It's clear that technology is playing a huge role in shaping the future of luxury in Africa. But what about sustainability? Is that a factor in this equation as well?
Sustainability is more than just a factor. It's a core value for many modern luxury consumers.
Okay.
And African brands are really taking notice.
Can you give us some concrete examples of how sustainability is being integrated into the luxury experience in Africa?
Absolutely. So think about those luxurious lodges that are nestled in Africa's breathtaking game reserves.
Okay.
Many of them are now powered entirely by solar energy.
Oh, wow.
Not only does this reduce their environmental footprint, it also adds this element of exclusivity and adventure.
Yeah.
For guests who are seeking a more sustainable and off-the-grid experience.
It's like luxury meets eco-consciousness in the most stunning settings.
Exactly.
So it's not just about feeling pampered. It's also about knowing that your luxury experience is, you know, treading lightly on the environment.
Right. And this commitment to sustainability extends beyond just energy.
Okay.
You know, electric safari vehicles are gaining popularity.
Oh, cool.
Allowing guests to experience the wonders of nature.
Yeah.
Without the noise and emissions of traditional vehicles.
So imagine gliding silently through the savannah, getting up close and personal with wildlife while knowing that you're not disturbing the ecosystem. Pretty amazing, right?
It truly is a remarkable experience. And even when it comes to materials, African luxury brands are prioritizing sustainability.
Okay.
They're using locally sourced, eco-friendly materials and often working with artisans who employ conditional techniques.
Wow.
That have been passed down through generations.
That's really cool. So you're getting this beautiful blend of modern design and ancient craftsmanship, all while supporting local communities and sustainable practices.
Yes.
It seems like there's a real consciousness about where materials come from and how products are made.
Yes, and that consciousness is a key part of the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Consumers are increasingly interested in the stories behind the products they buy.
Yeah.
Wanting to know that their luxury choices are not only beautiful and high quality,
right,
but also ethically produced.
That makes sense. It's about aligning your values with your purchases.
Mm-hmm.
You shared some research about how brands navigate potential pitfalls around sustainability too.
Mm-hmm.
What did your sources say about greenwashing?
You raise an important point. There's always a risk of brands promoting themselves as eco-friendly without making those substantial changes.
Yeah.
So the sources that you provided really highlight the need for transparency and accountability.
Okay.
You know, consumers are becoming more discerning.
Yeah.
They're demanding proof of a brand's commitment to sustainability, not just marketing claims.
So it's not enough to just say you're sustainable. You have to walk the walk.
Exactly. It's about taking concrete steps to reduce your environmental impact, to be ethical in your sourcing practices, and to support the communities you work with.
And are there any organizations or initiatives in Africa helping to ensure this kind of transparency and accountability?
Yes, absolutely. There are certification programs and initiatives focused on promoting sustainable practices in the luxury sector.
Okay.
They help consumers identify brands that are genuinely committed to sustainability.
That's great.
And provide guidelines for brands to follow.
That's great. It seems like there's a real effort to ensure that sustainability isn't just a trend, but a lasting change in how luxury is approached.
It is. And this shift towards a more sustainable and conscious approach to luxury is something that's resonating globally.
Mm-hmm.
Africa is in many ways leading the charge, showing that luxury and sustainability can go hand in hand.
Okay, let's shift gears a little bit and talk more about that personalization aspect we touched on earlier.
Okay.
You mentioned AI curated safaris and custom designed clothing.
Yeah.
It's almost like the line between luxury and technology is blurring.
Technology is becoming so intertwined with the luxury experience that it's hard to separate the two.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing in Africa is a really interesting example of how this is playing out.
Yeah.
It's not just about using technology to make things more convenient.
Right.
It's about using it to create truly unique and personalized experiences.
Can you elaborate on that a bit more? What makes this approach to personalization unique to Africa?
Well, African cultures have this long tradition of storytelling,
mm-hmm.
of celebrating individuality, and
yeah.
of creating personalized objects and experiences.
So is it fair to say that technology is amplifying those existing cultural values?
That's a great way to put it.
Okay.
Technology is providing the tools and platforms to take those values and traditions to a whole new level,
yeah.
creating experiences that are both rooted in heritage and incredibly innovative.
That's fascinating. So it's not just about adopting global trends. It's about adapting those trends to the specific cultural context of Africa.
Exactly. And this is what makes the future of luxury in Africa so exciting.
Yeah.
It's about embracing technology while staying true to its cultural roots.
Yeah.
Creating something truly unique and authentic.
I'm really struck by this idea that Africa is redefining what luxury means for the 21st century.
Yeah.
What do you think, listener? Is luxury becoming less about stuff and more about experiences, personalization, and even ethics?
That's a really thought-provoking question. You know, for a long time, luxury was primarily associated with material possessions,
mm-hmm.
exclusivity, and traditional craftsmanship.
Mm.
But now we're seeing a shift towards a more holistic and experiential understanding of luxury.
What do you mean by holistic and experiential?
It means that luxury is no longer just about owning expensive things.
Right.
It's about curating experiences that resonate with your values, enhance your well-being,
okay.
and leave a lasting impact.
So it's less about showing off and more about feeling good.
Exactly. It's about aligning your luxury choices with your personal values,
yeah.
whether that's sustainability, ethical sourcing, or supporting local communities.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
People are becoming more conscious of the impact their consumption has on the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they want their luxury choices to reflect that awareness.
Precisely. And this shift in consciousness is driving the demand for experiences that are not only luxurious,
yeah.
but also meaningful and impactful.
So if we were to sum up the key takeaways from our deep dive into the future of luxury in Africa so far, what would they be?
So firstly, Africa is at the forefront of innovation in the luxury sector.
Okay.
Blending technology with high-end experiences in a way that is both groundbreaking and inspiring.
Okay, that's takeaway number one.
What else? Secondly, sustainability is no longer a niche consideration.
Okay.
It's a core value driving the future of luxury.
Okay.
And African brands are leading the way in demonstrating how luxury and sustainability can coexist harmoniously.
Got it. Sustainability is key. What's the third takeaway?
Thirdly, personalization is becoming increasingly important in the luxury market.
Mm-hmm.
Consumers are no longer content with mass-produced experiences.
Right.
They crave bespoke offerings that cater to their individual needs and desires.
Yeah.
And technology is enabling African brands to deliver on this demand in remarkable ways.
Okay, so we've got innovation, sustainability, and personalization. Those are three powerful forces shaping the future of luxury, not just in Africa, but globally.
Absolutely. And what's particularly exciting is that Africa is not just following global trends.
Yeah.
It's setting new ones, showcasing the potential of the continent as a leader in the luxury sector.
Yeah. It's been an incredible journey exploring this topic with you. But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought to ponder. What does this trend towards innovative, sustainable, and personalized luxury tell us about the evolving definition of luxury itself?
That's a profound question. I think it suggests that luxury is becoming less about material possessions.
Okay.
And more about experiences, values, and impact.
Yeah.
It's about choosing to spend your time and resources in a way that aligns with your personal beliefs
mm-hmm.
and contributes to a better world.
That's a beautiful way to put it. Luxury is evolving to encompass a sense of purpose and meaning beyond just material wealth.
Exactly. And as we move forward, I believe this deeper understanding of luxury will continue to shape consumer choices
yeah.
and drive innovation in the luxury sector.
I couldn't agree more. And on that note, let's move on to exploring those platforms that are helping to amplify these incredible trends. It's really inspiring to see how African brands are not only embracing these new ideas of luxury, but also actively shaping them. But they're not doing it alone, right?
Absolutely not. There's a whole ecosystem of platforms and organizations that are working to support and elevate African luxury brands.
So it's like a collaborative effort to bring African luxury to the forefront of the global stage.
Exactly. And one of the key players in this movement is Luxury Media Africa.
Okay.
They're a media powerhouse that's dedicated to telling the stories of African luxury, showcasing its richness and diversity to a global audience.
Okay, so they're kind of like a megaphone for African luxury.
That's a great analogy. They use everything from podcasts and digital advertising to these really compelling interviews to highlight the creativity, the craftsmanship, and the innovation that's happening all across the continent.
And what kind of impact are they having?
Well, they're helping to change the narrative around African luxury. You know, for a long time, the global perception of luxury was very Eurocentric.
Yeah.
Luxury Media Africa is challenging that perception.
Okay.
By showcasing the unique perspectives, the traditions, and the aesthetics that Africa brings to the table.
It's about time, right?
Hi.
Africa has so much to offer, and it's great to see platforms like this amplifying those voices.
Absolutely. And it's not just about changing perceptions.
Okay.
It's also about creating opportunities for African brands to connect with a wider audience.
Yeah.
So Luxury Media Africa helps these brands build their visibility, reach new customers, and ultimately grow their businesses.
This is all so encouraging. It sounds like there's a real movement happening here. Are there other organizations playing a similar role?
Definitely. The Africa Luxury Network Chamber of Commerce and Industries is another major force in this space.
What do they do?
They focus on building a strong foundation for the African luxury sector.
Okay.
So this involves offering certification programs to ensure those quality standards, creating networking opportunities for brands to connect with each other and with potential investors, and advocating for policies that support the growth of the industry.
So they're kind of like the backbone of the African luxury ecosystem.
That's a great way to put it. They're working behind the scenes to create that supportive environment where African luxury brands can flourish.
And what about platforms that help these brands connect directly with consumers? Are there any shining examples?
Luxury Exclusives comes to mind.
Right.
They operate an e-commerce platform called Royal Exclusives, where you can discover a curated selection of luxury goods from across Africa.
Cool.
Everything from fashion and accessories to homeware and art.
It sounds like a one-stop shop for all things African luxury.
Yeah.
What are they doing differently than other e-commerce sites?
Well, they're not just selling products. They're telling stories.
Yeah.
So they carefully curate their selections.
Okay.
Highlighting the craftsmanship, the heritage, and the sustainability behind each item.
Mm-hmm.
They also publish a digital magazine that features in-depth articles and interviews with the designers and the artisans behind these incredible creations.
So it's about giving consumers a deeper understanding of the products they're buying.
Yeah.
Connecting them to the people and the stories behind those products.
Exactly. It's about creating an experience that goes beyond just clicking add to cart.
Right.
It's about fostering appreciation, connection, and a sense of discovery.
It's amazing how technology can be used to create those kinds of meaningful connections. And are there any platforms focused on bringing people together in the real world?
Wine and Connect is a great example.
Okay.
They host these exclusive events in various locations across Africa, creating a space for luxury brands, industry experts, and discerning consumers to interact and connect in a vibrant and engaging setting.
I can imagine those events are pretty spectacular.
They are. Imagine a beautiful venue, stunning decor, delicious food and wine, all while mingling with people who are passionate about African luxury.
Sounds amazing.
It's a great way for brands to showcase their products and services in a tangible way, building relationships with potential customers and partners.
So it's about bringing that online experience into the real world.
Yes.
Fostering those face-to-face interactions that are so important in building trust and loyalty.
Absolutely. And it creates this sense of community around African luxury, bringing together people who share a passion for the continent's creativity, its heritage, and its innovation.
It's really incredible to see all these different players working together to elevate African luxury.
It truly is. And it's a reminder that luxury is not a static concept.
Right.
It's constantly evolving, being shaped by new ideas, new technologies, and new cultural influences.
Yeah.
And Africa, with its rich history, its vibrant culture, and its innovative spirit, is playing a leading role in that evolution.
It's been such a fascinating deep dive exploring the future of luxury in Africa with you. Thank you for sharing your insights.
It's been my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey. We hope this deep dive has given you a new perspective on the evolving world of luxury, where Africa is not just participating, but leading the way. We encourage you to continue exploring this exciting landscape and support the incredible brands and organizations that are shaping the future of African luxury. Until next time.